USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife have been charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
She discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He's denied all the allegations. United Auto Workers have initiated strikes spanning from California to Pennsylvania. UAW President Sean Fain urged workers in 20 states to join picket lines, focusing on GM and Stellantis parts suppliers. Fain clarified that the union will not call for additional strikes at Ford, as the company has demonstrated a genuine commitment to reaching a deal. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy intends to remove $300 million in funding for Ukraine from a defense spending bill that faced opposition from a small conservative group. The move follows the blockage of the bill twice this week due to procedural disagreements. McCarthy aims to pass appropriations bills before the September 30th deadline to avoid a government shutdown. President Biden is establishing the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, a first-of-its-kind initiative.
Anyone who doesn't think that these kinds of engagements have a permanent effect on young children, in many cases older their entire lives if they never had a bullet touch them, misunderstands.
Headed by Vice President Kamala Harris, the office will coordinate efforts to combat gun violence, particularly among children and teens. And tropical storm warnings are in effect along the mid-Atlantic coast. The storm center is anticipated to reach the North Carolina coast by tonight. This is USA News.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's gotta be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good I wrote a song about it.
I wanna set a mood. I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Makes the perfect environment. Sweet like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other now? Breathe happy.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has revealed her economic blueprint. It features abolishing the federal gas and diesel tax, reducing taxes for the middle class, and reverting federal spending to pre-COVID levels. The former South Carolina governor also pledged to protect Social Security and Medicare should she be elected president. Water-saving measures are in place in Washington State.
Seattle Public Utilities asking about 1.5 million of their customers in the Seattle area to use less water as drought conditions continue throughout most of that state. Residents yesterday were asked to stop watering their lawns, reduce shower time, only run full laundry machines and dishwashers, and to fix leaking pipes and running toilets if they have them. I'm Corey Myers.
Razor company Braun's ad featuring a trans male model with double mastectomy scars shaving their beard, sparking controversy on social media. Critics claim the brand, a subsidiary of Procter & Gamble, is endorsing what they referred to as gender mutilation. Some suggested a boycott similar to the one targeting Bud Light for its association with trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The image, discovered on Braun's website, initially appeared to feature a male model, but closer inspection revealed the subject to be a biological woman who had undergone a double mastectomy. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is proclaiming tomorrow as Bruce Springsteen Day in tribute to the New Jersey-born rock icon. Murphy believes that if anyone merits a day in their honor, that it is Bruce Springsteen. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.